Good afternoon, my dear brothers and sisters, and happy Easter. The Lord is risen, and this is what we are here celebrating. And before giving the homily, I just wanted to take a moment to introduce myself. Father, why is that necessary? Well, because we have guests. I know that we have people visiting from out of town. And who may not, who may be coming to our church for the first time. So my name is Father Joseph Toledo, and I have the privilege and the honor and the blessing of being the pastor here at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton. So I want to welcome each one of you to this celebration of Easter Sunday. Really, I want to invite us, and serving with me is Deacon Vern, one of our four fantastic deacons here at St. Elizabeth. And I hope, my dear brothers and sisters, that that we really experience on this Sunday the resurrection, the power of the resurrection. And what do I mean by that is that we do not live this Sunday merely as a day to put on pastel colors, take pictures, look nice, have him, and go on with life. Because all of those things are nice. I love your pastel colors, beautiful. It's springtime, fantastic, you all look great. I love that you come to church, fantastic, great. I love that you have him, I love that you have time as a family, but we are not just here at church because we're going to check off a list. I did my once a year, maybe not, maybe more, visit, and now I'm done. Because this resurrection is a life-changing experience. And my dear brothers and sisters, if we do not live the resurrection as life-changing, then I tell you that tomorrow life will go on as normal, and all we did today was put on pastel colors, take nice pictures, have him, and went on with life. And we missed out on the greatest event in human history, on the greatest event on a cosmic level, which is the power of the resurrection. What do I mean by the power of the resurrection is that the resurrection has the ability to free us. And I want to, we read a prayer last night, and in that, in the prayer of the Easter Vigil, one of the ways it summarized Easter was it used the sentence, to ransom a slave, you gave away your son. Because that is the power of the resurrection, is that we were bought with a price. And what is the price? The price is the life of Christ. But I want us to take a moment to think about that. To ransom a slave, you gave away your son. And what that really means. And I want to do this in a little bit of a way of using our imagination. So I'm going to ask you to just bear with me for a second. There is, for a couple of minutes, there is a purpose in what I'm asking. So I'm going to ask everybody to close their eyes, please. And now, not everybody is good with the imagination, but I want you to use the power of your imagination so that we can really fully understand or have a better understanding of the power of the resurrection. Now, I want you to imagine that you have been kidnapped. And when you're kidnapped, you are locked in a dark room with no sense of where you are, probably making us already uneasy. You are bound, blindfolded, and you are terrified because you can hear your captor in the room. Now, I want you to imagine for a second, in the middle of this scary situation, what feelings you would be having. And I think that the feelings that we're having, even in bringing it to our imagination, is that we're feeling a fear, we're feeling anger, we're feeling confused, we're feeling alone. Now, why do I ask us to imagine this? Keep your eyes closed. Think about it for a second. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a situation of sin in our life. Now, I want you to think about that jail, and I want you to think about your sins. Because it is those sins, because in this story that I'm asking you to imagine, the captor is sin. It is sin that has us bound and blindfolded. It is sin that is making us live in fear, confused, and alone. I said the line from yesterday, to ransom a slave, you gave away your son. And so God does not leave us in that situation of sin. Instead, he sends his son to do what? Now I want you to imagine that someone comes, and this someone is Jesus Christ, and he unties you. He takes off the blindfold, and all that you can see is that your captor has been overcome and that you are being led to freedom. Now think about that feeling of being led to freedom. I think it brings us a sense of happiness. Okay, open your eyes. Father, what the heck was that? It's to get us, you see, my dear brothers and sisters, we sometimes become so accustomed to being a slave to our sins that we don't even think about it as a slavery anymore. We are so used to it that we don't even think about it as the fact that it keeps us slaves, that it keeps us trapped in fear, that it keeps us trapped, confused, and alone. We don't even think about that. But yet, that is what sin does to you and me. So if sin does that to you and me, if sin makes us captives and slaves, then, my dear brothers and sisters, now when I use the word the power of the resurrection, that should have a whole new meaning, because it is the power of the resurrection in which Christ enters that prison, that slavery, that loneliness, that fear, that confusion. And he doesn't just enter it. He pulls you and me out of it. He pulls us to freedom. He pulls us to a new life. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, we are not meant to be captives of sin. We are not meant to be captives of sin. We are meant to be sons and daughters of God and to live in freedom. But why are we meant to freedom? Why does the resurrection matter? The resurrection matters, my dear brothers and sisters, because God has found you and me worth it. We matter. You matter to God. Do you understand that you matter to God? That you are not just here out of a once in a while obligation, or maybe you come every Sunday. You matter. Your life matters. Sorry, I yelled to try to get you to listen. Because it's hard to get you to listen because we're thinking about the ham, the darn ham. Forget about the ham. Lord, have mercy. The ham will be there. Come heck or high water, it'll be fine. It's hard. It's hard to get you to listen. Because you matter. God has seen your situation of sin, my situation of sin, and saw that we needed a Savior. My dear brothers and sisters, we need God in our life. So much so that the world spends a whole bunch of time trying to convince us that God doesn't exist. Why do you think that is? Because it is the evil one at work in the world who is trying to convince us that God is not necessary. But my dear brothers and sisters, we as Christians should be living differently. But also with that freedom that we are experiencing comes a great obligation. Because if we have been freed and we are here celebrating that resurrection, celebrating that freedom, well, guess what, my dear brothers and sisters? Guess what? With that freedom comes this obligation. There are still others trapped in sin. Who's going to get those who are still trapped in sin? Ah, Father, that's your job. That's why they pay you. That's why they give you the pulpit. You do it. Bull! We do it. We have an obligation to go and get those who are still trapped, who are still living in fear, who are still confused, who are still alone, who are still slaves to sin. That is the power of the resurrection, is that it not only frees us from sin, but it enables us to go back and to get more slaves and to bring them to new life. And how do you do that? You do that, my dear brothers and sisters, by being a living sign of God to this world. By living, you don't have to do anything humongous. By living your Christian call, you can bring others to freedom. You can bring others hope. So we are here not only to celebrate our freedom, but to celebrate the freedom that we are sent. This is why Jesus says to his disciples, go out, go and tell my brothers. Because the resurrection is not for ourselves. And the gospel also says, do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. Says, he is not here, for he has been raised. Come and see the place where he lay. So the disciples, they see where he was. And then the angel says, then go quickly and tell others, tell his disciples that he has risen. And that is the same sentence we hear today. Come and see the empty tomb. We're here looking at the empty tomb. Now go and bring it to the world. Go and bring hope to the world. Go and bring joy to the world. Go and bring God to the world. Because it is only in doing that that we will make God once again present to this world. It is in only doing that that we live the call that God gave us from our very birth, to be Christians. And so today as we come to this Eucharist, we ask the Lord that we may always experience the power of the resurrection and that we may always be willing to go out and get more souls. Let us stand. Forgive me, it's Easter Sunday. The homily goes a little longer. Again, the ham will be fine.